Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 41, Revelation 11, 7 through 14, The Two Witnesses. Verse 7 says, "Now when they have finished their testimony," they meaning the two witnesses, "the beast," meaning the Antichrist, "and his system," world system, "that comes up from the abyss will attack them." When the Antichrist, the beast, comes up from the abyss, that is an allusion to the fact that the man, the Antichrist, the man, is actually indwelt by Satan. The idea of the Antichrist coming up out of the abyss is seen in the middle of the tribulation period. The first half of the period, the Antichrist is human. The second half, he is demonic, not just demonically inspired, I believe, but indwelt by the devil himself. The verse continues, "and overpowered and killed them." Verse 8, "their bodies will lie in the street of the great city," and that's Jerusalem, "which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified." That's why we know it's Jerusalem. Why is it called figuratively Sodom and Egypt? Well, Sodom was a very immoral city, as you know. And Jerusalem, at this stage in human history, in the tribulation period, will obviously be similar to Sodom. That's how immoral Jerusalem will become. Egypt is always symbolic of humanity, sinful humanity. Therefore, the Jerusalem of this day in the tribulation will be immoral and sinful. Verse 9, "for 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, and language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse to bury them." Verse 10, "the inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth." This is how ungodly the people of the earth will be. They will gloat over God's prophets being murdered in the streets of Jerusalem. Verse 11, "but after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet." This is similar to the resurrection of Jesus. We got 3.5 days here. "And they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them." At this stage of the tribulation, it's not just man fighting against man. It's the angelic world fighting against the demonic world. And this is a miraculous sign from heaven that these two men are raised from the dead, and fear strikes the nations of the world. And if people saw this on CNN, fear would strike many people's hearts. Verse 12, "then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here." They are raptured at this point. Some people, some prophetic futures, believe this is a mid-trib rapture. They don't believe in a pre-trib rapture. They believe in a mid-trib rapture, and this is it. I don't believe that to be the case. The text plainly states just these two men were raptured at this point. There's no need to make this text say more than what it says. "And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on." Just imagine CNN covering this, Fox News covering this, and all the other TV networks of the world covering the rapture of these two prophets. Verse 13, "at that very hour there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city," meaning Jerusalem, "collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven." This is one of the main incidences that will bring the Jews in Jerusalem, and really in Israel, to their knees to submit to their God. Remember, this is one of the main reasons for the tribulation period in the first place. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah. Verse 14, the second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon.